Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC, FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs that I think are special and occasionally put in something odd, a reading, a story, a joke. I call those odd things wombats, and that's where my title comes from, Wombats and Music. And I do have a wombat planned for tonight, but we're going to start off with a song, and it's by the Petersons. I've played them a number of times. They're a family. There are three sisters, a brother, a mother plays bass, and a dobro player who's not part of the family, and I just like their style. They do a lot of covers. They take somebody else's song and do their own arrangement. This one is called I Don't Know About Tomorrow. And I've listened to them enough, I can kind of recognize their voices. The lead singer here is the youngest sister, and I particularly like her voice. I Don't Know About Tomorrow by the Petersons.
I don't know about tomorrow, I just live from day to day, and I don't borrow from the sunshine, for its skies may turn to gray, and I don't worry or the
see.
That was I Don't Know About Tomorrow by the Petersons. The next song is kind of a genre. There are a lot of country songs that emphasize the hardworking countryman or country boys. And this one is called Ladies Love Country Boys by Trace Adkins. And I think there's an element of truth in this. So let's go on a little trip with the country boys.
This is for all you sophisticated ladies out there. She grew up in the city in a little subdivision. Her daddy wore a tie, mama never fried a chicken. Ballet, straight A's, most likely to succeed. They bought her a car after graduation, sent her down south for some higher education, put her on a fast track to a law degree. Now she's coming home to visit, holding the hand of a wild-eyed boy with a farmer's tan. And she's riding in the middle of his pickup truck, blaring Charlie Daniels, yelling turn it up. They raised her up a lady, but there's one thing they couldn't avoid. Ladies love country boys.
You know it's true.
Yeah, you know mamas and daddies want better for their daughters. Hope they'll settle down with a doctor or a lawyer. Ball gown, hand me down royalty. They never understand why their princess falls for some camouflage breeches and a southern boy draw. Or why she's riding in the middle of a pickup truck, blaring Hank Jr., yelling turn it up. They raised her up a lady, but there's one thing they couldn't.
Country Boys by Trace Adkins. The next song is Friends by Blake Shelton. I like this song. I like the rhythm. Blake Shelton's a country music singer. He's also a kind of TV personality. You may have seen him on one of the voice audition shows. And this particular song catches me. It's called Friends.
Just couldn't walk another mile, and that
that cloud above me had no silver lining. I couldn't buy a break with my last dime. Oh, but when I saw you standing in the corner, I'd have never thought that you would have my back. But then we rolled in like the thunder and the lightning. Threw some punches, then we had a laugh. Just some rough, tough desperados, hanging tough through thick and thin, kicking up dust wherever we go. I can see that you and me are gonna be friends. Together. It's crazy that we're standing side by side, fighting just like two birds of a feather. Who's gonna tell us now that we can't fly? Just some rough, tough desperados, hanging tough through thick and thin, kicking up dust wherever we go.
Friends by Blake Shelton. The next song is by Merle Haggard, and Merle Haggard's had a kind of a rough life in places, and I think he's been to the mountaintop and he's fallen off, so this song fits with him. I'm always on a mountain when I fall. Many of us have, all of us probably, have fallen one time or another, and sometimes it seems like we're on the mountaintop and we fall. I think the trick is that we fall a lot, but the ones we remember the most are the ones when we were really up and then we fall, and it hits you the hardest. And this song catches that whole idea. I'm always on a mountain when I fall by Merle Haggard.
Most of my life, I've almost been a winner. I've come so close, but never really won. Just when I thought I'd finally made it, I find myself back where I started from. I hate to say I'm giving up, but I believe losing's just become a way of life with me. Losing wouldn't be so bad at all, but I'm always on a mountain when I fall. Then you came along, had me believing. For once in my life, my luck finally changed.
And now you say you're gonna leave me. Seems everything I do winds up the same. I hate to say I'm giving up, but I believe losing's just become a way of life with me. Losing wouldn't be so bad at all, but I'm always on a mountain when I fall.
I'm Always on a Mountain When I Fall by Merle Haggard. The next song is The Wedding Song by Paul Stuckey. Paul Stuckey is Paul from Peter, Paul, and Mary, and this is probably his most popular song. It's also called There Is Love. Weddings are wonderful things. Not every marriage turns out well in the end, but they usually start off well. And the wedding celebrates the beginning of what is often a wonderful time in a person's life, no matter what happens later. And this song acknowledges that, I think, and says it well. My understanding is this is one of the most requested songs to be played at weddings. Here is The Wedding Song by Paul Stuckey. The Wedding Song by Paul Stuckey. In their day, the Beatles were kind of the supergroup to beat all Beatle groups, and the least known of the four Beatles was Ringo Starr. All of them were so talented, but Ringo also had a solo career, and here's one of his hits. It's called Photograph, and it's good to hear the least of the four come out with something which I think is really a great recording. Photograph by Ringo Starr. Photograph by Ringo Starr. The next song is by Keziah Gill. I played a song by her last week also. She's British. You wouldn't know it. She sounds about as American as you can be. Has quite a variety of styles. Folk, Irish, country, rock and blues, and a unique voice. So this is Keziah Gill singing a tribute to Johnny Cash. called Mr. Cash.
Did you hear your train a-coming when it was rolling round the bend? Did the angels play a symphony right up until the end? And have you really met your maker when you did what you were in black? Is he proud of your time on earth, or is he gonna send you back? 'Cause I'd really like to meet you, Mr. Cash. Yes, I'd really
Keziah Gill with Mr. Cash, and I'm with her. I'm really glad Johnny Cash was in my life, too. Some of my favorite songs, some of my favorite music, and I sing a lot of those songs because my voice is in the same range as Johnny Cash. Well, next up is the Wombat for the night. Years ago, I'm not much into poetry most of the time, but I ran into a book which many of you know of. It's called The Prophet by Cahil Gibran, and it's a collection of little sort of stories. And this one is his advice, the prophet's advice about children. And we were all children once. We may have children of our own. We may someday have children of our own. And no matter where you are, this can talk to you and tell you about the roles you're going to play as a child and in relation to children. It's called Children by Cahil Gibran. And a woman who held a babe against her bosom said, "Speak to us of children." And he said, "Your children are not your children. They are the sons and daughters of life's longing for itself. They come through you, but not from you. And though they are with you, yet they belong not to you. You may give them your love, but not your thoughts, for they have their own thoughts. You may house their bodies, but not their souls, for their souls dwell in the house of tomorrow, which you cannot visit, not even in your dreams. You may strive to be like them, but seek not to make them like you, for life goes not backward, nor tarries with yesterday. You are the bows from which your children, as living arrows, are sent forth. The archer sees the mark upon the path of the infinite, and he bends you with his might, that his arrows might go swift and far. Let your bending in the archer's hand be for gladness. For even as he loves the arrow that flies, so he loves also the bow that is stable. That was a section called The Children from The Prophet by Cahil Gibran. When I used to go to these folk music weekends and weeks, we'd often stay up late singing, and one of the songs we liked a lot was this one. It was called The Goodnight Loving Trail, and I remembered it recently and went looking for a good recording of it, and the best one I found was, oddly enough, by Charlie Daniels. Charlie Daniels is a country music singer, best known for his song The Devil Goes Down to Georgia. But this one is a popular folk song sung around the campfires and sang late at night. It's called The Goodnight Loving Trail. It might help to have a little background on this song. Cowboys drove cattle across country on these long cattle drives, and one of the trails was called the Goodnight Loving Trail, and usually one of the men was the cook, and he was referred to as the old woman. And this particular cook played the harmonica. So this was a song, you can imagine the men around the campfire late at night before another long day of driving cattle on horseback. And this is about the cook, the old woman, on the Goodnight Loving Trail.
Two old Durango right on the swing. You beat the triangle and you curse everything. If dirt was a kingdom, then you'd be a king on the good night trail, on the loving trail. The old woman's lonesome tonight. Your French harp and moans like a lone ball in cap. It's a wonder the wind don't tear off your skin. Get in there, blow out the light. The cook fire's gone out and the coffee's all gone. The boys are all up in there raising the dawn. And you're lying there all lost in a song on the good night trail, on the loving trail. The old woman's lonesome tonight. Your French harp, it moans like a lone bowling cap. It's a wonder the wind don't tear off your skin. Get in there, blow out the light. I know that someday I'll be just the same, wearing an apron instead of a name. And no one can change it, and no one's to blame. 'Cause the desert's a book wrote in lizards and sage, and it's easy to look like an old worn out page. all wrinkled and dusty and covered with age, on the good night trail, on the looming trail. The old woman's lonesome tonight, and your French harp, it moans like a long bawling calf. Just wonder when, don't tear off your skin. Get in there for a while, the light. Get in there. Blew out light.
You just heard The Goodnight Loving Trail by Charlie Daniels. The next song is called Survivors by John Stewart. John Stewart's one of my favorite singers. He was with the Kingston Trio for a while, and then he had a great solo career. And this song speaks to me. Many of us are worried about the future of our nation at this point. The two sides, both sides seem to think that what's going to happen next is going to be bad. We may lose what we call our democracy. We may turn into something else. And this song sort of says, we will survive. And he sings out to each state in the U.S., or many of them, and says, we will survive, so don't give up hope. John Stewart, Survivors.
He broke his back to put food on the table. In Columbus, Ohio, he said to his wife, I believe that the flag, it was more than a rag. But the outlaws in office have shattered my life. Can you hear me, Ohio? You are the country. You are the nation. You will survive. Can you hear me, Ohio? You are the country. You are the nation. You will survive. Children in Cheyenne taught in their school, believe in the country, don't break any rules. But the TV is on and they know something's wrong. Someone must tell them to keep pushing on. Can you hear me, Wyoming? You are the country, you are the nation. You will survive. Can you hear me, Wyoming? You are the country. You are the nation. You will survive. Devils and angels belong in the church. You try for the best and you deal with the worst. Just keep on plugging, you old 9 to 5. For you are the heartbeat that keeps us alive. Can you hear me, Virginia? You are the country. You are the nation. You will survive. Can you hear me, Dakota? You are the country. You are the nation. You will survive. Can you hear me, Colorado? You are the country. You are the nation. You will survive. Can you hear me, California? You are the country. You are the nation. You will survive.
That was John Stewart singing Survivors. The next song is pretty much a wombat. It's called Cow Patty by Jim Stafford. And my boss at Emory Henry told me about this song, and I was surprised to hear it. It's absurd parody in a way, but somehow it almost works as a really Western gothic ballad almost. This is Cow Patty by Jim Stafford.
From the Badlands came the killer. He lived by the knife and the gun. He'd cut you just for standing, shoot you if you tried to run. He was big as a tree and he did as he pleased, and everything he did was bad. They said if you was to kill him, it'd only make him mad. From the good lands came the cowgirl, Patty was her name. She was hot on the trail of that killer, on a moped she called Flame. 'Cause the killer had killed her daddy, just for spitting in the road. And you only had to kill her daddy once to get that gal P.O. Yippee-yay, Cow Patty. Yippee-yay, Cow Patty. She rode into town to find the man that killed her daddy. Yippee-yay, Cow Patty. Killer hit town at daybreak, ate the door off the local saloon. He started to drink, you could tell he was thinking there'd be a showdown soon. Patty hit town in a cloud of dust, old Flame was buzzing like a saw. And the whole town got as quiet as a church when the killer stepped out for the draw. 40 shots rang out. 40 people fell. Patty and the killer missed each other, but they shot that town to hell. Yippee-yay, Cow Patty. Yippee-yay, Cow Patty. She rode in the town to find the man that killed her daddy. Yippee-yay, Cow Patty. Killer took a step toward Patty, said, "It's time I gunned you down." But he slipped in something that was laying in the street and was shot before he hit the ground. Yes, the killer slipped and it cost him his life. And Patty said as she roared out of town, "You've got to watch your step when you know the chips are down." Yippee-yay, Cow Patty. Yippee-yay, Cow Patty. She rode into town to find the man that killed her daddy. Yippee-yay, Cow Patty. On Flame!
Cow Patty by Jim Stafford. Believe it or not, I do not choose the sequence of the songs so as to get a strong contrast, but it happens sometimes, and this is a big one. From Cow Patty, we're going to Frank Sinatra singing It Was a Very Good Year, and I love this song. One thing I like about it is that as I age, I look back at the different eras of my life. They weren't parallel to his so much, but we all can look back at different parts of life and see things were one way for a while and then they changed. And this song catches that kind of thing in a wonderfully nostalgic way. It Was a Very Good Year by Frank Sinatra.
When I was 17. It was a very good year. It was a very good year for small town girls and soft summer nights. We'd hide from the lights on the village green. When I was 17, when I was 21, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for city girls who lived up the stair with all that perfumed hair. And it came undone when I was 21. When I was 35, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for blue-blooded girls of independent means. We'd ride in limousines. Their chauffeurs would drive when I was 35. But now the days are short. I'm in the autumn of the year, and now I think of my life as vintage wine from fine older cakes. From the brim to the dregs, it poured sweet and clear. It was a very good year.
Frank Sinatra, It Was a Very Good Year. Sometimes I find that choosing songs for the radio show is kind of like choosing a word for a poem, and it just comes to you and you feel, I feel compelled. The devil made me do it. The next song is that way. It's called Roll the Old Chariot by Sean McCann. And I don't know why I feel I just have to put this in, but here it is. Roll the Old Chariot, a great song to sing along with.
We'd be all right if the wind was in our sails. We'd be all right if the wind was in our sails. We'd be all right if the wind was in our sails. And we'll all hang on on behind, and we'll roll the old chariot along. We'll roll the old chariot along. We'll roll the old chariot along, and we'll all hang on behind. Well, a little good news would go a long way. A little good news would go a long way.
By Sean McCann. The next song is The Green Door by Jim Lowe from 1956. And reading about it, it turns out the man who wrote it, Bob Davey, also arranged it and played the piano for it. And one thing he did was he put thumbtacks on the hammers of his piano and he sped up the tape to give it a honky-tonk sound. So that's why it sounds a little strange. Went to number one on the hit parade in 1956. The Green Door by Jim Lowe.
There's an old piano and they play it hot behind the green door. Don't know what they're doing, but they laugh a lot behind the green door. Wish they'd let me in so I could find out what's behind the green door.
Not once tried to tell them I've been there. Door slammed. Hospitality's thin there. Wonder just what's going on in there.
Saw an eyeball peeping through a smoky cloud behind the green door. When I said Joe sent me, someone laughed out loud behind the green door. All I want to do is join the happy crowd behind the green door.
Thank you.
The Green Door, sung by Jim Lowe. Well, you've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC, your college and community radio station at Emory and Henry College. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I think are special and to put in odd things, a reading, a story, a joke, which I call wombats. And tonight I read from Cuyahoga Bronze, the Prophet. That was the wombat. And the song Cow Patty is pretty close to a wombat. But I'm always looking for new material. Whenever I'm watching a movie or a TV show or anything, I hear music that I think might work on the show. I want that music. It sort of keeps me focused. Now it's audience participation time, and I ask you to join me. So, are you ready? Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.